Okay, good morning. This is meeting the Pole and Conduit Commission Thursday, April 19th at, what time is it? 10:03 a.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave Basement Conference Room. Before you are the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moratti-Ferrer, Steve Lankowskis, and Bill Dwyer. Are there any residents here that want to be heard on any applications?
Do you know which petition that is, ma'am?
You mean in the agenda?
Yes.
I don't. It's the Coolidge Hill Eversource.
Yes.
There was a meeting last month. I was away, but Eversource didn't show up, and then they rescheduled it for today.
That's number 16 on the agenda with Eversource.
Yep.
Do you want to come forward,
please? Come forward.
I'm recording this for my neighbor. Is that okay? You can't be here.
Yep. We are recording, everyone. Good morning. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Good morning. My name is Susan Barroso, B-A-R-R-O-S-O.
I'm sorry. If you're going to speak, if you can please take it outside because we're recording. Thank you.
I'm with Eversource.
Thank you.
Katie Flaherty, F-L-A-H-E-R-T-Y, from Eversource.
Molly Miller. I live at 157 Coolidge Hill. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
Susan Barroso. B-A-R-R-O-S-O.
So this petition is in regards to 148 Coolidge Hill?
Yes.
Which was for a new service. Southwestly from manhole 1706, then turning southly. Approximately 268 feet east of Coolidge Ave, a distance of about 98 feet of conduit. I know there's been some discussion back and forth with the area.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think the concern was about tree, and we have revised the petition to show the conduit in the middle of the street versus on the sidewalk. And I don't know if you guys have any petition, but we have it here.
Do you have a map? I don't know. There, I went and photographed all the manholes, but I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
Yeah, it shows here. You can take one of those. You can take one.
Yeah. Ms. Barroso, did you have, were you the person that was in touch with Mr. Killery about his concerns and the ones he expressed during our meeting last month?
No.
Okay. Because I believe that part of the concerns that he expressed at our last meeting were not only with regard to the tree and how close you guys were going to the tree, but it was also with the fact that you were taking such a long route and basically cutting through so many properties to get to this one place.
Yep.
And he was wondering whether you couldn't feed off of any other of the manholes or come through any other way.
So we don't have any other manhole. So I have a map here, Eversource map that shows the last manhole is the manhole that we're going to.
Okay.
And we have poles on Coolidge Ave. So we can come with an overhead service if that's what you guys prefer, with putting a pole and install an overhead service.
Can I get a copy of that map, please? Thanks.
So the green dot is the last manhole, and that's what we're going to. So that's the manhole, the last one that we have on that street.
Isn't this a manhole here, this green dot?
It is, but then it's longer. Then we have to dig in front of these. We have no conduit at all from. So this manhole is on this street, obviously, right? So we have to dig this whole street up to here. And the circuits that we want, they're in here. So see, the orange line is how this guy's getting the supply now, and we have nothing here. So see, the service comes this way. So that's how we feed it.
So you could run service from here, but I think Mr. Killery also had a question about why you couldn't upgrade from his house, which is how they upgraded. I don't know. I mean, did the commission get this copies of the letter that he wrote?
Yes.
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 Okay. So that was one of his questions.
What do you mean upgrading from his house?
Well, what is it that you need to do?
He has a very small service. Right now he has a 100-amp service, and he's upgrading to a 400-amp service.
400?
Yes, and for him to do that, we need to give a new service, new conduit, and new cable.
What's the average amount a house has now?
200, 400.
So I think the Mr. Killery's email went to Richard Chiffon, Catherine Flaherty, Jacqueline Duffy, and that's it. I don't think it went to, did you get it forwarded?
Yes, I've seen it.
Okay, so you, and you saw the one from yesterday as well? Because
yes.
There's one from April 13th, and then there's one from yesterday.
Yep.
Okay.
So does the load letter that they've submitted to you constitute a 400 amp service?
It's either 200 or 400, but because the service they have right now, it's a lead pipe cable, and we can't do anything with the existing service. It's very old service. If we are trying to pull the cable out and put a new one in, we're probably going to be going over the dock bank and put a new one in. That happened before. So the service they have right now, it's very small. And it's like...
And Ms. Barroso, I'm sorry, that map that you just gave us is exactly the same map that's attached.
Oh, it is? Okay, I'm sorry. Because I've seen one before that was going on the sidewalk.
Okay, maybe Mr. Clark already
okay.
replaced it in my packet. Okay.
It does
show that you have an abandoned duct right next to it, opposite the old one that goes across the street.
This one in here?
Yeah, if you look straight across.
It's his existing service.
Yeah, see the existing service comes, where am I here? 148. Okay, the existing service comes down the sidewalk and crosses. Looks like there might be a Y there, but this you have an abandoned duct here in your same duct bank. Is that available so they only have to do straight across the street?
Show it here.
If you follow from the manhole 1706,
yeah.
leaving that manhole, going down the sidewalk,
yeah.
in the same duct bank that's feeding 148, it's yeah. marked abandoned, which goes beyond the one that Y's off. I'm wondering if that could be...
Yeah, we can look at it.
That would get you away from the tree in one shot dig across the street. They just have to move the point of entry, which is on private property anyhow.
Mm-hmm. Can I just show some pictures? Is that okay?
Sure.
So that you don't, you know, think, you know, this neighborhood has undergone a huge amount of change in terms of trees in the last, like, year or year and a half, where there's been building and a lot of trees have either been destroyed or come down. And so the difference in the neighborhood in the last... you know, a couple years is huge, so that, like, all these trees were, we had four hemlocks and two white pines on our property, plus this Dutch elm and a Norway pine. The Norway pine was on city property, it was diseased and taken down. These hemlocks all came down due to disease, even though we spent a fortune trying to save them. This is what our, you know, what our yard used to look like. And this is what it looks like now. So all this like really affects the neighborhood. This tree is 10 3/4 feet in diameter. The one, there's one directly in front of Mr. Killery's that I think is also a Dutch elm that's 7 3/4 feet in diameter. So they're old trees. I also have all our bills for what we have spent to keep this Dutch elm alive. So these are all our invoices. I'm glad to pass them around. They're from 2008. We didn't want to go into files to get further. And it's between $600 and $800 a year we spend treating this single tree to just keep it alive for the neighbor, for us, but also for the whole neighborhood. I want to find, sorry, one more picture. This is the tree. And I, at the risk of coming off like a tree hugger, it's a huge, amazing tree. And it's not just me, it's the whole neighborhood that benefits. There's a tree right in front of Mr. Killery's that is almost as large, that I think is also a, see this one here? This is my tree, this is his. So this whole skyscraper recently has been totally opened up from the loss of the hemlocks, the loss of the Norway pine, and the base of this, the manhole, is literally, here's the tree, here's one manhole right here, and the other is right there. So the idea of digging a 3-foot by 3-foot trench through the root structure of this tree, as Eversource said in that email, they can't guarantee, and there's very little chance this tree would survive. It wouldn't be killed instantly, but it would go, you know, within 5 years, that's how we lost the hemlock. And in our neighborhood, there's also been development, which that's just the way of the world. Disorganized here to see it, but there are huge holes of, you know, trees. There used to be a little mini forest behind, you know, sort of at the loop of the, you know, right here. All those have been taken down. This whole area in here was all trees because they're going to build. They ripped down this house. That's all gone. So this whole area in our neighborhood has been denuded of trees recently, and I just feel like Eversource to come way into the neighborhood and go back out. When I walk the street, there's a million, not a million, there's not a million, but there's five different, like, manholes, and I can't believe that they can't go out in front of this house, dig down there, and do less damage.
They're not ours. Some of the manholes are ours, but ours, others are not. This two in the tree, right? The one on the sidewalk is ours. The one in the tree is not ours.
Well, the one in the sidewalk is 6 feet away from the base of the tree. So, yeah. I mean, to dig 3 feet of a trench 3 feet deep is destructive. I'm not an engineer. I just can't believe that there isn't a better way to resolve this. Because Mr. Killery is brand new to the neighborhood. I don't think he realizes he has a Dutch elm right in front of his house.
Well, I think Steve brings up a good alternative.
With an option to
explore that. So that's there's some repairs that need to be taken into consideration with the duct, the existing ductwork, our upgrades. We can consider that at the time.
Yeah, what size conduit is the it's currently where the lead is in?
2 inch, I think.
Only 2 inch?
For sure, are you?
I'm not sure, but
explore the area directly across the abandoned.
Okay.
And see what's running and the exact size of that duct bank, what's in there. I think it'd make motion to continue this.
So yeah. Let's say if something's wrong with the duct bank, can we place a new one in the same place as that one? The same?
On crossing the street or going back
on
to the...
On the existing conduit feeding this?
I would would be up for discussion, but I would probably not recommend that. Because you're going right in front of Mr. Kilroy's house, and the sidewalks are not really sidewalks in this area. And your manhole now, unless the cover's been open recently, is buried.
It's open.
It's open now. They've been looking at it.
Yes.
Wait, which one are we talking about? I'm sorry.
The one on the sidewalk.
You mean in front of, on my property?
There was one.
No, that hasn't been open recently. It's practically buried in dirt.
No, it's has been open. I went there.
Maybe the one closest to Mr. Kilroy's driveway.
Yeah, I got a picture of it taken today.
So what we're keeping our fingers crossed, I guess, as far as that abandoned duct running from that manhole that's in the curb cut, if that's in decent shape, the wire that branches off that runs perpendicular across the street, if that needs to be enlarged or upgraded, that would be a minimal adjustment or invasive action. That would be the best situation right now, just to...
Is that the one we're talking about?
Yes, yeah.
Right there?
The manhole is at the curb cut. We're talking about the little branch where your finger was a little branch. That's only a 2-inch line. That can be, worst case, that gets upgraded to a 4-inch line. And so you put your cables in there, that'd be least evasive of all everything that's been proposed so far.
But that one's not, is that one abandoned? You're still talking about right at the base of the tree?
No. What we're talking about all the way over to Mr. Kilroy's property to the, I don't know what the...
Right where the word abandoned is.
Yeah,
right,
here, that's right what I was pointing to. And then this is Coolidge Avenue?
Quite a ways down, but yes. That's where it says abandoned, that represents a conduit or a duct bank that has been abandoned. There may be spares in there that they could dig, intercept, put a handhole or a manhole there, and then go directly across the street. I don't see a tree on that side that, or there could be. I mean, it's something that can be explored other than taking the route that they're asking for.
But it isn't actually directly across the street because Mr. Killery's property is inland, in from Coolidge Avenue. It's not directly across the street from 148.
The house may be, but the property line is, his westerly property line is more in line with the center of the house on 148.
Well, his property, so it would be a manhole on the other end of his property.
They would have to come from a manhole, they can come right from the line. They can wire up the line.
So they're not digging the 3-foot by 3-foot trench?
Well, we don't know yet. They have to go and verify what's there. And once they verify what's there, they can either come up with a proposed plan, with an alternate proposed plan, or come back to us and basically say, this doesn't work for X, Y, and Z reason. What I would propose is, and I think what we're all proposing, is for Eversource to go investigate alternate routes, including this abandoned duct. And quite frankly, what I would suggest to Eversource is a little more open communication with Mr. Killery and Ms. Miller. I know that it was a complaint last time at the hearing. It's been a complaint from them continuously, and quite frankly, it is now my complaint as well, since Eversource has also cut the lines of communication with this board in other matters. So I would suggest as soon as you figure this out, you not only inform us, but you inform Ms. Miller and Mr. Killery, who have provided their emails to Eversource and everyone else.
Yeah, because what is helpful from a citizen's point of view is specifics. When you say you're going to build a, dig a trench, I imagine 6 inches wide and 2 feet deep. I don't imagine 3 feet wide and 3 feet deep, and it took a lot of emails to get those specifics, or you'll say near the center of the street. That could be anything. This is a narrow street. Near the center of the street is only like 14 feet from, or 12 feet from this tree root. Mm-hmm. So that's concerning, is the lack of specifics.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll continue this matter to the May meeting. Ms. Lynch, do we know that date so that Ms. Miller has it anyways right now?
May 17th.
Okay, so let's continue to May 17th.
10 o'clock here.
Yeah. Thank
you. So on the motion to continue.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for the maps.
Thank you. And we'll go back to the beginning of the agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you. Unless there are there any other residents?
Is 269 R Walnut Street?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you a resident of 269
R? Okay, so we'll hear that one, I guess. Thank you. Thank you. I was like looking for it. I'm like, where is it?
I'm dead.
Oh, God.
And again, for the record, we have Susan Barroso and Katie Flaherty. And your names, please?
Max Souza, S-O-U-Z-A.
S-O-U-Z-A. Z-A.
Eric, with a C, Hoagland, H-O-A-G, Land, L-A-N-D.
L-I?
L-A, L-A-N-D.
All together?
Hoagland.
All together, Hoagland?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so this was also, this was continued, I believe it was continued.
February?
A couple times, right? Since February, yeah. This is for northerly from pole 56, approximately 163 feet west of Sherman Street, a total distance of about 100 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 269 rear Walden Street. I believe it was also to service the new building.
Yes.
In the front. Okay, so you are residents of where?
I'm the owner of 253 Walden Street, also the owner of 269 Unit 3,
Okay. And what would you like to, what is your concern with this petition?
So it was just, it was continued last time for telecommunication reasons. We weren't quite sure what the route was going to be on that. And after looking around and everything, it's not affecting 269R in general, because it's coming from a different path on the other side of the house. So I was just one of those that got, I believe it got pushed last meeting for that reason and that reason only. And I don't know if it's just
It was pushed out for the entire project. In other words, it's our intent that when the streets are dug up, that the dig up
just
once, if possible.
Right. Yeah.
So all we've seen so far is a petition from Eversource to service that property, the new building. The new one. So it's our intent to make sure that all utilities know, meaning any other communications company, that they coordinate the effort more than the developer of the property. And this is a mechanism of doing that, so we don't see something from Eversource and then 2 months later say, oh, we want to dig the street again.
Correct.
To run Verizon over or Comcast or whoever else is, down the pipe coming down here. So that was the reasoning for the continuation. So neither one of you are from the project, the actual?
We're both from the project.
Both
from 253.
So have you been in contact with Verizon or Comcast or whoever?
Yes, Comcast,
to
yes. And we're just running two conduits straight back from the city. So are you asking for a design? Is that what?
Yes, we're asking for a petition from somebody to accompany.
So Comcast is indicating that they don't know.
Maybe not. We can speak to a Comcast.
I don't have an answer. I have a ticket number.
Anthony.
I'm aware of the project. I did reach out to somebody, but I never got a return call. So I don't know where we're entering the building.
Okay, so this is Anthony Badalero from Comcast. So why don't you guys coordinate with him and get each other's communication? I mean, wouldn't there be other people to contact as well?
If you want Comcast as a service provider for your building, that's fine. But in a month or two, if someone in your building wants Verizon, they may not get it because they're not going to allow them to dig the street again.
Correct.
Okay.
So but have you contacted, I guess what Steve's getting at, have you contacted all of them, all the telecommunication companies?
Well, we were told that we can be, because it's our building, we can kind of just choose one provider if that's what we choose to do to it. So Verizon wouldn't be offered at the building. So I think we're just choosing to go the Xfinity Comcast route for now, and that's it. We do understand that they wouldn't get permission later on.
We're getting less and less demand for Verizon. These are apartment rental buildings. There's just not a lot of demand for telecommunication. There's a need, but not. We feel we'd use one provider. So we called Comcast. We got a ticket number, but it relates back to him. We're just trying to separate the two different issues out between 269R. And then the property at 253 Walden Street. We certainly don't want to cut into the street anymore than we have to. We respect that, but we're trying to expedite the issues at 253 Walden Street to move it forward.
Now, that consequence is 7 years after the street's been paved. That if the need changes, or people do request something else.
Yeah, I think that the challenges you have is...
Just so you know that.
The challenges that you have is typically the millennial crowds and we're using landline phone is one issue, and then the city at this time is not off. Verizon is not able to deliver FiOS, so that's the other side of the equation. I would like if they could, but that's not where we are right now. I'm happy to put a request into Verizon as well, but we keep cycling back through to try to get to the service, and then we have to get through EverSource to get the actual power delivery.
Well, It's up to you. I mean, your building won't be serviced by anybody else within 7 years. They won't be able to dig the street. So, it's pretty much up to you what provider.
I think given that we're going to go to the manhole cover as well, we're going to run extra conduits just in case. But we do understand nothing's going
to
be.
We can't do that.
We can't do that.
You have to submit a drawing for him to do it. I just don't think there's not a competitive option for cable at Cambridge at this time.
At this time.
Should I just mention that, I don't know, 3 years ago they submitted a site plan?
Yeah, this is the third year.
Showing all the underground utilities.
Yeah.
So is this something new coming up saying that you want to, it's all shown on the existing plan?
Yeah, this is their third year.
So they have a plan showing all the existing, what they're going to propose. So is the site plan available probably showing all that, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Did you mention you're coming from a manhole? A manhole? So we're coming from a pole, so I don't know if it's a different...
You're probably talking about the manhole on your property.
There's not
a manhole on the property. I think what the 269R, which is not the 253 building, wasn't that going to go to a manhole right here?
Yeah, 269R, we're going to do an anhole.
On the property.
On the property,
not 253, correct.
Not 253.
Correct. Yeah, we have to... The way we designed it, we did the 269R service and the 259 service on the same path. From the same pole, so I don't know if
255 or 259?
253. 253, sorry.
Okay.
So 253
you all keep changing the numbers on
there. Yeah, and the numbers change again.
So 269R and 253.
Yeah,
okay.
So just for a there used to be a hardware store across the street called Massey's. This is the parking lot for Massey's, which actually had a building on it. It had a warehouse building on it.
Had a gas station, too.
Yeah, before, yeah. And gas, and... Oil and everything else in there. So that's 253 Walden Street, which spans to the abutters 269R is the rear and 269 is the front.
Right.
So I understand that if you could help me understand the next steps, because we're trying to at least not go to year four of trying to get this accomplished. It's hard.
Yep.
Younger developer in the city to navigate through these processes. I will certainly reach out again to Verizon.
Okay.
Thanks for putting us connect with Comcast today. We'll resubmit or clarify plans to bring in conduit service for Comcast. In addition, I'll push for Verizon because of your suggestion of the 7-year ban. Because, well, you know, it's one more conduit, so increments are that much more expense. Although we do want to try to get this service to the building because it's becoming more and more problematic for our project, as you're well aware.
Right. Yep.
So I would really like to request we get on to the next meeting agenda, at least to try to advance this end of the process. In May or
what was your time frame for who's doing the digging in the street?
We are.
You'll be doing the digging. What's your time frame of getting it done?
I'm not sure.
So after it goes through rights, it goes to the next step.
Ernie had originally scheduled it for February.
Yeah, but we can't do anything until it's approved
right.
by the city.
Yeah. Right, and you have a 30-day hold period, I would assume.
So it needs to be approved by the city, and then the condo division, they need to do the permits to start digging. So it takes a week, 2 weeks maybe to get the permits.
But once your committee here approves it, is there a 30-day rest period?
There's a 60-day. They have to commence the work within 60 days of the approval.
They have to commence the work within 60 days. Okay.
And it has to be completed
at a ZBA hearing, there's a 30-day rest period.
I'm sorry. And it has to be completed within 6 months.
Okay. So
after commencement.
So if we could try to get onto the docket for the next meeting, this would be my one request. Is that just continue with that?
Yeah, continue.
I mean, because you're going to want to see... You want to see
the Comcast
and Verizon.
Yeah.
You will have to get permits from Electrical and Public Works once you obtain the grant location from this committee.
It's just a standard permit.
Yes. Yeah. And that's from the utility, not from you. So once this is all approved, Anthony from Comcast and Eversource will submit a request for a permit from Electrical, and then it goes from my office to Public Works for excavation.
Okay. So yeah, I'm assuming you were going to agree to continue. You're not going to seek approval today, right?
It was up to a recommendation, so once we hear everybody's concerns, then we'll make a motion.
Okay. Anything
else? I think let's continue till next month.
Okay, so the motion to continue till next month. And next month we should see a petition from Comcast, and then we'll have the whole package together and make a recommendation.
And I'll reach back out to Verizon as well. So.
Verizon is back here.
I guess Verizon's here, so we can get a contract.
Who's Verizon? Okay, thanks for your help.
Okay, so motion to continue.
Try to do the best you can to get all the communication pipe in the same trench. On the same area.
The problem is that Eversource has a, help me with the right verbiage, but there's a 40-inch or 50-inch supply line, low-pressure gas line. It's not on the standard mount, it's going underneath it, so it's a little bit complicated.
Communication. Get the communication conduit in the same trench if you can.
I will. I just say it's complicated. Excavation is a little bit encumbering.
They may determine they're going to the same pole?
Yeah.
And in another case, they may not. There may not be enough room on that pole, or they may not have service, so they may come back and say, well, we can't go to the same pole. We may want to go to another pole,
right,
depending on the congestion, what's on there.
I certainly.
So that's another reason why we want to see the whole package.
Yep.
To make sure we don't give Eversource the go-ahead, and then Comcast comes in and says, oh, we're going to dig to the same pole. You know, it may be the same pole, not be, but that we want to make sure that if it's the same route, we want all the conduits in the ground.
I certainly
with
want
the
to
one. Exactly. So, on the motion to continue?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Any other residents? Can you tell us which petition, ma'am?
I think it's 11,
Extranet. Do we have a representative from Extranet here? You can just state your name and for the record.
Carol Stout, Columbus Ave.
How do we spell your last name?
Stout, S-T-O-U-T.
And And I'm sorry, you said your, what's your address?
Minus 30 Columbus, it borders right, my driveway is right where this telephone pole is, we're talking about. So the back of my house. Carol.
Good morning, could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Sure, Rick Angelini, A-N-G-E-L-I-N-I.
I'm so slow this morning. A-N-G-E-L-I-N-I. Thank you.
I'm with Exxon.
So my name is Marty Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. I am with Network Building Consulting. We're a consultant for ExtraNet Systems on this project.
Thank you.
Was this the completed application? I don't think I got the description. I don't think I got the.
You don't have all of this?
I might have not. I'm sorry. Okay, so for this petition, it was granted a location to attach a small cell facility to an existing utility pole number 8, which is a jointly owned pole by Eversource and Verizon in front of 1416 Harrison Ave.
I understand these towers emit radiation, increase high risk of cancer. I don't want it in my bedroom window. I assume you got calls and complaints from my neighbors as well. I heard that they were emailing and calling.
I have not
Cooper
received.
Cooper was the name they were given, that they were calling D. Cooper?
I don't have anything either.
Okay.
But with that said, I would like to hear from Exxon as to your installation, because I don't think I've seen one of your installation petitions before, so if you can tell me a little bit about your...
Okay.
Your installation and your small cell and how it
sure,
works.
Sure, absolutely. Okay.
Thank
so,
you.
You know, in a larger view, ExtraNet is in the process of developing a small cell network in Boston and surrounding communities, including Cambridge. And the network's going to be built and operated for AT&T Wireless to improve its primarily capacity and to some extent coverage. At this time, we just have one location or node in Cambridge, that obviously the subject of this hearing. You know, it's a pretty simple setup as shown by the plans. Essentially, there's an antenna closure which is 24 inches long, 10-inch diameter, essentially in the shape of a canister that'll be mounted on the top of the pole. The radios that basically drive the signal are going to be mounted lower on the pole, and there's an enclosure for that as well. That's a 36 inches by 18 inches by 12 inches. All of the work to bring in power and fiber is overhead. There won't be any excavation.
Now, where would your node go on the pole? Does it go all on the top?
Yeah, if you look at sheet 2.
Okay. I gave her one of my sheets, so that's not very
back. Okay.
No, and I gave her one of mine,
okay.
Too.
Yeah, except the canister that holds the antennas
yep.
is right at the top of the pole. It's mounted on the top of the pole. Okay.
And this is the device?
The one next to it.
The one next to
right.
it. That's just sort of a cutaway in a picture.
That would be the antenna.
Yeah.
Okay. And do these have fans inside them?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do they have fans inside?
Not in the antenna, no.
No, not the antenna.
No. The radio, which is mounted below, in some cases there are. In this particular case, with the small cell equipment that AT&T is providing, they do not.
Okay. And that's the Ericsson radio that I see.
That's
on the,
correct.
Right, lower on the pole, exactly. Right. Yep.
You see, this is fed by fiber?
Yes.
Where is the fiber coming from?
It'll be aerial along the same route. I'm not sure which way the fiber comes in.
Because that would also have to be petitioned for every attachment.
Yes. Yeah,
with the route.
Correct. So we're not providing the fiber. It's AT&T has contracted another company, but we'll coordinate that with them and get you the information on that. It'll be all aerial, no digs. The same thing with the power. Eversource will be providing power. It will come in, you know, through the aerial feed of probably a triplex at the pole location.
So I notice out on Mass Ave here, there's no poles. All the wires must be underground. Is there a plan for the city to go underground? And if so, why would we even put anything else on a pole at this point? The poles are falling left and right, honestly. Yes. This one is leaning. There's ones that have already fallen.
Any streets that are overhead now will remain overhead. It's not up. The city has no plans to underground any streets. The only time we tend to do that is when a developer may be developing an area and it's asked of them to put all the utilities underground. And it's usually when there's something similar to the expansion in Kendall Square, where you see the pushing outside of Central Square, not Central Square, but Kendall Square, that they take these streets and they put them underground. That's unless the neighborhood were to get together and wanted to and you know, absorb the cost, that it wouldn't be a cost that the city could. You know,
okay, because I think one alewife just sunk some wires.
And missed out. Quick question: is this your home?
The one you can't see it in the pictures. The driveway that's right there.
Yep.
That's my driveway. My house sits right here.
Okay, and then. So, gentlemen, if I'm understanding and if I'm looking at your diagrams correctly, it would mean your installation would start somewhere around here, have a couple of things, and then on the top. Is that right?
Correct. Correct. I think about 12 feet up would be the radio,
okay.
And the antenna would be at the pole top, about 30 plus feet up on top.
And no response about the radiation.
Yeah, I'll talk about it. That's a valid point, and I certainly want to address that because we hear that a lot. And if you just give me a minute to go through that,
sure.
Appreciate it. We do, at all our sites, we do a study. It's called MPE, Maximum Permissible Exposure Study. We have one in progress for this. I don't have a copy of it today. I'm not even sure it's finished today. But basically, we're required by the FCC to provide emissions at a certain level. All our studies that we do typically come in less than 1% of that MPE requirement, and we'll provide that document to you. The radio has no emissions. The antenna does. I mean, we all have, this is an antenna. The antenna is going to communicate, the phone communicates with the antenna. There is obviously some talking between those two, but there's no public exposure because of the height. That's the reason why we put the antenna on top, is to keep it away from public exposure. There could be, if someone from a utility, and probably not on this specific pole, but let's say someone was up there doing some work on that particular street light, if that is a street light on there, we provide a disconnect box at the base, at the bottom of the pole, and there's signage. That we would ask our Eversource or even Verizon partners to call an 800 number. They would be instructed to shut down the node by just flicking the switch, work on whatever they have to do. When they're done, they would call again. They would be instructed to turn it back on. But the exposure at ground level and even looking out towards, towards the residentials would be, like I said, less than 1%. Of the requirements.
Not zero.
And this is, and you said this is to service AT&T?
This particular one is AT&T, correct.
And how did you identify this pole as the appropriate pole
to? Good question. So just a little lesson on wireless. Your phone, when you turn it on, when you're driving or walking with it, triangulates. It picks up three cell antennas, if you will. And the reason it picks up three, so as you're moving, it hands off from one location to the other. Now, I don't have a map of where the other, they're probably macros, built rooftops or something else, antennas. So what would happen is they move across. So in this particular area, AT&T has identified both a coverage and a capacity issue. Where
I have AT&T wireless.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You need to finish,
okay.
And then you'll have an opportunity.
So they would drop, to fix that coverage, pick a location in there, and what they do is they give us a map, and they say this is where we need the coverage. Hence, we go out from an engineering standpoint, and we look at the location coordinates, if you will, and we select the pole. Now. It's a process. We have to get permission from the joint owners, Verizon and Eversource. Those applications are in. So that's pretty much, it's not, you know, to the point where they have no coverage there. And today, most of the carriers are probably 99% covered. The issue today is with the smartphones is the capacity. The capacity draws, and if you look at this particular area in a high level, you can see it's a very, very compact residential area. So the capacity draw is more important today to the carriers with all the smartphones and all the wireless stuff that we're using today. So that's the reason, basically, for that specific location.
Do you have any plans for future installations in Cambridge?
Yeah, we are talking to AT&T. Nothing firm at this point, but they are looking at we have currently with AT&T about 150 nodes in Boston, in the Boston franchise area. We have a network for AT&T in Brookline. This is our first venture into Cambridge. We are talking to them about other locations, pretty much around the colleges where they have a high usage, a high capacity requirement. But at this point here, I don't have anything firm that I could show you.
Could that be relocated, this position here?
Excuse me?
Could this position that you've requested be moved to a different pole?
Not easily. Something as simple as a 50 or 100 foot shift in either direction, north, south, east, or west, could mess up that RF triangulation that they're trying to accomplish.
Because if you went out onto, if you went out to Columbus Ave, I believe you have poles on the opposite side of the street where there are no homes. Have you looked at that area there to see if you could accomplish your same coverage?
Yeah, from an RF, and I don't know how far away that is. If it's beyond 100 feet, it clearly would not work without moving something else. And if the others are contracted rooftops at this point, obviously you couldn't come off those very easily. Mm-hmm. So to shift it, we can get away with 50, sometimes 100 feet. But to shift it more than that would not give us the desired coverage we're looking for.
And you say that none of the equipment for the installation makes any noise? It has no fans, no noise?
No, not these particular ones. There has been equipment that we've purchased in the past. Thank God we've upgraded where they've had fans, and the fans are subject to the elements, corrosion and whatnot, and at some point they would, but these particular small cells have no moving parts in them. We tried to get on the property line here where we're not right in front of somebody's house. From an aesthetic standpoint, that appears to be issues at times. I mean, the pole's there now. We're not asking for a new pole. We have an existing pole there. Throughout the city, on multiple poles, you see cable boxes that are probably as big or bigger, and you have electrical boxes and whatnot. So aesthetically, it's pretty much in sync with the neighborhood. The antenna is, like I said, on the pole top. It's away from the public access.
So the 1% is within what distance of that antenna?
I'd have to look at the study. I don't have the study in front of me right now, so I'd just be going off the top of my head.
Especially for the utility work, if a utility worker is on that pole, what's the distance between that antenna before he should be shutting it down, he or she?
I personally, if I was working up on the top of that pole top for an extended period of time, not necessarily an up and down to change a bulb, but if he was going to be up there doing work for hours, I would shut down. I would instruct him to shut it down. But it's not, you'd have to have constant straight exposure right on top of that antenna to have any kind of issue. And that's why we recommend, we put the signs up there up at the top and we tell them it's a wireless structure. There are our RF emissions, mm-hmm. and we ask them to call our 800 number, that's me, in 7x24. And they're instructed to shut it down. And the reason we ask them to call the number, because once this is on air, they're monitored. If the node is shut down for any reason, an alarm goes off, we dispatch a crew. So if someone's going to turn the signal down via the disconnect box, then we wouldn't dispatch. We would have a note of that at our operations center.
I appreciate AT&T's effort to increase the service. I'm a loyal customer for 20 years. I don't want anything that permits any radiation near my house, especially if this is the first in Cambridge. I think a health study should be done before we allow these.
There's similar antennas in the city, approximately 140 or so in the city, throughout the city right now. This is an additional, not the same network, but other networks that are operating the same type of equipment throughout the city, and it's all governed by the FCC.
So have there been studies in those areas since they've been in?
I'm not aware of studies in any particular areas, but I'm sure the providers have conducted those.
Yeah, the equipment itself has to be studied once it's manufactured. So the manufacturer does the study. Then we do a study at the location, based on the height and everything else. And we hire an independent company to do it. We don't do it ourselves, so there's no conflict. We hire an independent company to come in and do the specific study, and it's pages. It's pages of documentation. It gets you to sleep real fast at night if you want to run through the whole thing. But the executive summary, in most cases, show that we're well below the established criteria.
I don't think we're to be inconsistent to ask you folks to do a little more homework on this and see what other polls you could use in that range that you have.
Yeah, I mean,
given the concerns of
I appreciate, this resident coming in and talking, but we go down the street to another location within 50 or 100 feet, you could have somebody else here at the next meeting.
At this particular location, Columbus Ave does not have any. The poles are on the other side of the street.
Yeah.
There are no homes on that side of the street. For this board, procedurally, was your first time in, you would come in and ask for permission to approach the utilities to go on this pole. So if we were to approve the location, you would then go for licensing.
Right.
So at this particular hearing, you would not be approved anyhow.
Right.
It's a process that goes
Correct.
On to the next meeting. So I would make a motion that we continue.
Okay.
Number one, look at the Columbus Ave location, which is not, it's right at the corner there, and there are no homes on the other side of the street. It's the one that runs parallel.
Columbus down here.
Yep,
it runs parallel to
Route 16.
Right,
it's right here. Okay. I mean, that's still pretty close to the neighborhood, but.
Well, they are a utility, and, if they have the right to be out in the public way, they'll try to get it as far away as possible. They are all over the city.
And it's the people within the community that are driving
I get great service. I haven't asked AT&T to increase
service. All these providers are looking towards the future.
They're competing with each other.
Yeah.
And looking towards the future. Yeah. In my opinion, I mean, everybody holds a device nowadays, and it's going further on everything.
At some point, we got to look at where the health impacts are not warranted for the improved service.
Which is why Mr. Lankowskis has inform them to go to Columbus Ave and
yes.
to figure out whether this would work in terms of your model, and if it doesn't work, how much doesn't it work? Because if the drop is just minimal or insignificant, then I would say that at least from my perspective, I would push for that location versus the one that you proposed.
Mm-hmm.
I think also along the line with everything we've asked for other small cell installations and companies, we would want a letter from you guys or some sort of plan of what you foresee in the future. As you know, you're not the only company asking for these, and we, as a board, have to look and make sure that we're not oversaturating any area with any small cell installations or any one particular small cell installation. So I understand that you're in talks with AT&T right now, but we sort of need to see what your plan is for Cambridge, because we also have to consider that.
Sure.
When we're looking at your petitions. And you mentioned the MPE study. I would want to see that before
sure.
we vote on this as well.
Okay. All right, fine.
And just for point of information, we don't allow any meter sockets on the poles, so there'd be a flat rate. And
that's fine.
You have to work with Eversource.
Yeah, we have the same agreement in Boston.
Okay.
Measured service.
So. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So motion to continue?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Look at me. What date?
To continue
to May 17th. May 17th.
May 17th.
Yeah. You'll get a notification from Mr. Clark in our office, but yes, okay. It's May 17th.
I will too, or?
Not unless you give Ms. Lynch your information.
Okay.
Thank you.
We typically meet the third Thursday of the month, every month. And if items are continued, they fall right to the next one.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That's the one we do first. But it doesn't okay.
Oh, did they get more complaints from neighbors?
Just a phone call. We haven't received a single complaint for the record.
Yeah, okay.
Just yours today.
Thanks.
The call from the cell phone.
Carol for the AT&T cell phone.
Any other resident here to speak on anything?
S-T-A-T.
All right, so let's go to the beginning of the agenda.
Comcast.
Back to the beginning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Jim.
Not yet afternoon.
Oh, it's close. Anthony Vatalaro.
Thank you.
V as in Victor. A-T-A-L-A-R-O. This is.
I'm sorry, if you can please take it outside because we're recording. Thank you.
Okay, so this first petition has been continued for 190 Mass Ave.
Yes. So we did meet with the water department, the sewer, and the DPW. Water department's okay with the plans, sewer's okay with the plans, and DPW is okay with the plans, pending. There's four test pits we need to do for the manhole locations and the corridor for the conduit.
Okay, we may have mentioned this before, but you'll need a breakout letter from level 3.
Yeah, I believe we turned that in.
Yeah, okay, I'm just going through my notes.
Yeah. I can give you a copy.
And I believe we've also asked for a city conduit.
Yes.
Yep. And common trench,
Common trench, there were two responders, they both backed up.
No one else responded?
No.
Okay.
We have the breakout letter from Ben Whitaker, dated March 6th.
Yep.
You're also running down Lansdowne Street, right?
Correct.
Okay. Covered most of the bases, Anthony. That way you ask you to go through. So Public Works is okay to move forward with this given
okay.
given the steps that Anthony's taken to coordinate everything. So.
Okay, so the motion to approve with typical conditions.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks for your effort, Anthony, on this one.
No problem, my pleasure.
Gold star.
Thank you.
Okay, second one is also Comcast for 229 Concord Ave. And I believe there was a second address also. This is from an existing westerly sidewalk wall trench, 4 feet northerly to the private property line of 229 Concord Ave, installing 1 2-inch conduit. From the existing easterly sidewalk wall trench, 8 feet northerly to the private property line of 221 Concord Ave, installing 1 3-inch conduit. This will include the removal and replacement of one sidewalk panel. So these are the handles you installed during construction?
Yes.
So this is just an extending service into east?
Yes. So there's a new building. 227 is actually 4 new units. Mm-hmm. And there's also a new unit going behind 221. So 229 is existing. That service, I don't think there's ever been service there. So that will be the single service for 229.
Yeah. These vaults are very close to the property line.
I don't think it's 4 feet. I think it's almost touching the property line right now.
You actually have to take up the sidewalk panels?
On the 8 foot one, I think we do. I think we do to core into the, it's going to be below grade.
Okay.
Conduit. Because the neighboring property abuts 221.
All right, so we have a motion to approve with typical conditions.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yep.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. send them out for the same.
I know. But it's John Hancock.
Oh, okay.
Okay, also for Comcast is 249 3rd Street. This is 249 3rd Street. Install one new 3x5 manhole over an existing Comcast conduit on 3rd Street. From the newly placed manhole trench westerly, then northerly, 189 feet. To the riser pole number 35, 3rd Street, installing one 4-inch PVC conduit. From the same manhole trench westerly, 40 feet to the property line of 249 3rd Street, installing one 4-inch PVC conduit. This will include the removal and replacement of one sidewalk panel. So this is to service the new building?
Correct.
At 249?
Correct.
Will that also remove the overhead?
Yes.
Okay, would also like a conduit in that run?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know this was a, you guys had the fire alarm had the same issue.
They were proposing, that one time there was a proposal to remove the pole at the corner of Bent and 3rd, and that never happened, but I'm sure they're going to want to do that eventually, so this will fall right in, so this will be for our fire alarm also.
So I'll add one 4-inch?
Add one 4-inch between the riser pole 37 and your new manhole. And if we could grab space in that conduit going up that pole, it would be appreciated.
Absolutely.
The one concern that DPW has, Anthony, is, you know, being on top of the project, the development of the project, that this work may not be able to take place for maybe 4 months. So given the fact that, you know, you need the trigger to work within 60 days, I don't know if it'd be easier for you to...
You meaning because they're occupying the sidewalk?
So all the other work needs to get done before that we can allow this to take place.
Well, I mean, if we can extend the 60 days as long as they request it in writing, as anybody else. So if you find you're going to fall outside the 60 days, you should just send the commission a letter requesting an extension.
Okay. You can do that. It might be the easiest option. I just wanted to bring that up so you know. You can bring that back to your clients.
There's a lot going on down there.
So that would be added to the conditions, I guess.
Okay, so we've added a 4-inch between the riser pole 37 and a new manhole. What else do we want?
That would be it. And if there's any, if it doesn't happen within the 60 days, he's aware of writing a letter to the commission requesting an extension. So motion to approve with the typical conditions also.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Also, Comcast is 24 Winter Street. I believe this is,
this was for the property owner. I think he's building a house. He already put the conduit in the ground.
He did. And I think our concern was there was three conduits.
Yes.
He's not here, but...
I think one was for Eversource, one was for Verizon, one was for us.
Right. So you take ownership of one of them.
One of them.
Okay. All right. Sit there. The only concern, I still concern is not your issue, but the 3rd conduit there.
Right.
And I guess... I don't know what we do about the 3rd conduit. The owner's not here, or the developer's not here.
We need to take a look at this. I don't think we didn't see it being installed.
So continue?
Yeah, I think we need to continue so we can
follow up with the owner or
the
developer.
The owner can follow up and come down and see us and probably have to have him expose it and make sure that the conduits are put in properly and the right number of conduits were put in properly. Right.
Do you need him here at the hearing, or does he just need to contact the DPW?
I think there's two things. I mean, number one, there's three conduits there.
Yeah.
Two of them have been accounted for. The other one is not. So if Public Works is requiring them to view it, I would say that conduit has to come out. Not your problem, yeah. But
Verizon takes ownership?
Unless Verizon takes ownership, yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's more of a, if you would get back to him, they need to contact Public Works to... see what they want to do. So motion to continue?
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Also Comcast, this is for One Canal Park. One Canal Park to install one new 3x5 manhole over an existing conduit on First Street, trench westerly 300 feet on Otis Street, installing one new 3x5 manhole. From newly installed manhole, trench westerly on an additional 140 feet, installing one new 3x5 manhole on 2nd Street. From the newly installed manhole, trench southerly 50 feet on 2nd Street, then trench westerly 21 feet to an existing pole number 9. Install 2 4-inch conduits from each manhole ending at pole 9.
Newly paved area, 2nd Street, Otis. You're aware of that?
Yes.
This is huge.
Nothing existing out there?
Yes. No, there's nothing on that far up on 1st Street. The closest I have is in front of 150 Cambridge Street. Going the other way, there's it's the same thing. It's a pole line coming down the side streets. That so 2nd Street is the closest service.
So this is to service One Canal?
Yes.
They're not serviced now.
No.
At all. No one.
That I would have to look at. I'm not positive. I think they're connected, but it comes out of 25 First Street. It comes out of another building.
And 2 Canal Park is also not serviced?
Well, 1 and 2 Canal are connected. So this is to service 1 Canal with fiber connection. Mm-hmm. But it's also to remove it from the 25 First Street connection. Because that's not a viable path.
And you're saying One Canal is connected to 2 Canal?
Yes. There's a private property manhole that connects the two of them in the footpath.
Do you feed 2 Canal?
Yes, with coax.
From?
From this manhole on 1st Street.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm sorry. That manhole's not there. It comes out of 25 1st Street and connects to that private property manhole.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if the two properties were one at one point, but that's to alleviate that. That's technically trespassing. We can't feed one property from another.
I'd make a motion to continue. We'll have to look at we'll get a common trench also for the entire street.
Okay.
So all the regular notifications that you would make for that. In the meantime, you might want to have some conversations with Public Works ahead of time to see where we'll be the next hearing. So a motion to continue?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
So just to be clear, common trench ladder on that and site visit with DPW?
If you're pushing this along quickly, you should meet with Public Works.
Okay.
And we will want a city conduit in there also.
Okay.
Not necessarily in the building, but on the street and up the pole. Unless you'll just give us space. You can give us an inner duct up the pole if you just want to go, but we want a conduit between and down the street.
Okay. Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Again. For Harvard University.
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Mark O'Brien. Ooh, possibly B-R-I-E-N.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I understand the conduit has already been installed, and this is for part of a Comcast project?
Well, we asked the construction project to build a conduit from the Smith Campus Center, our largest administrative building, to the building across the street, so we'd have a separate pathway into Smith Campus Center. They built it when they had the streets closed. We didn't know about it, so here we are, get the grant location.
So you're aware that a grant location is required regardless?
Yeah. And we're working with Anthony, too. He's got a project on Holyoke Street. Makes sense to tie in our conduit with his.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you said you had a conversation with the contractor, or the street was closed?
Well, we told them that we needed this pathway 2 years ago, and when they had the, when the street was closed while they were doing work out there, they put it in. So.
You're waiting for them to let you know when they were going to do it so you could petition?
Right.
Who's the contractor?
Consigli.
They don't do the excavation, right?
I'm not sure who they hired.
Well, the cell towers going up around the city, you don't think they could communicate with you and let you know what's taking place?
I'd like to know a lot more things, Bill. I mean...
Do you have the conduit that you need? Was there anything, is there anything else you...
No.
City and
no.
Not requiring anything else, right?
No. Okay, motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Great, thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Thanks. Verizon.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Good morning. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Good morning. For the record, my name is Everett Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N.
And Everett, how do we spell your first name?
Everett, E-V-E-R-E-T-T-E.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. I believe this was continued also for the Main Street project.
That's correct.
And we did, I wasn't able to open up what you sent me. You wouldn't have a copy of the new, did you have a new route you were?
Yes.
You were, yes.
You weren't able, well.
Something, I wasn't able to open up your attachment.
Oh, that's that the one we had trouble with the same thing.
Okay. I have another copy of that plan. Didn't come out right.
I think this was, is this the, that might have been the original.
No, that's,
no, that was,
is that the
that's
new?
The corrected one, or revised one.
You know, what we had to do was, okay. I can explain why that was necessary. The manhole that the developer had intended to trench to turned out to be an abandoned manhole. So we couldn't determine that because of all the storms in March and the snow cover, and et cetera, et cetera. Finally, they got out there and did a manhole survey and made that determination. And so we proposed going to an active manhole further down Main Street there that's shown on the plan.
Mm-hmm. I think we also asked for a common trench application for
yes.
this.
And I didn't get any response from anyone. I got two responses that were undeliverable. Or sent back letters were undeliverable with the address that was on the list, but I got no positive response from anyone wanting to participate.
Okay. Right.
Can I just see that plan for a second?
Yes, sir.
So thank you.
We would want one for the city also.
Right.
Included in this.
There are four.
You're asking for four,
yeah.
And one would be for the city?
Right.
So your trench run out of the manhole is roughly 240 feet.
Right.
This is you got to sweep a 90 into the property.
Well, there's only going to be placing a small copper cable in there is what they anticipate. So it will, we're trying to get across the street and then go down the street rather than diagonally. So that's what they're proposing doing.
How soon do you expect to get in there to do that? Or would you want to get in there? There's a lot of going on there, and they're trying
to
finish up that area.
I realize that. Well, whenever they apply for the street opening permit, I'm not involved in that, and they haven't given me a date anticipated doing it, but they would like to start it as soon as possible, of course. But the developer's anxious to get it in with all the other activity going on out there as well.
Right.
Now, I have to say, this plan was revised on the 11th, if we got all the approvals and everything, there's another abutter involved. I sent them a notice to, I believe it was Arizona, but unfortunately, the time frame, there wasn't a full 7 days notice, so I couldn't get a form notarized saying we'd sent it 7 days in advance of the hearing. So they didn't receive it in that time frame, so just wanted to make that clear. I don't think they'd have any concern about it. they might.
Not in this area, I don't think. Who was the abutter that wasn't notified of the change?
101 Main Street. It's got an odd REEF, America Real Estate Investment Trust Corporation. And they're in Scottsdale, Arizona.
But they were notified of the original hearing. They were notified of the original hearing before the change?
They weren't in the butter on the original hearing.
Because this moved down further?
Right.
Okay.
Well, we can always leave it open until next month and approve it next month. So it provide you a better time, or you want to approve now.
My only concern is the amount of work that's going on down there and getting this stuff closed up, because we also have a petition coming up for Eversource to feed that property.
Okay.
So I'd be inclined to approve it with typical.
Can we make that notification part of your permit? Maybe so we can, like, they can either send a notification that they have heard or they haven't heard.
You've not received anything back yet?
No.
Right. When did you send it out to them?
It went out, I think, Friday, but that's just a day or two short.
Yeah,
of the
Friday, and then you have to calculate 3 days, and then Monday.
Well, why don't I make a motion to approve pending copy of the green card to us that it was received?
We didn't send those certified. We didn't been sending those certified mail.
Maybe you should send one, this one up certified, so we
I can do that.
Why don't you send that certified and I'll go with the green card.
Let's get that done.
I was not clear that you required return receipt on the notices.
We do not take the return receipt. I'm not quite sure. I can't remember how we voted on this last time. I'd have to look at our notes.
Yeah, I don't recall.
I believe you voted to have them sent certified because there had been an issue with one petition where there was no way to prove, I think it was at Crown Castle, there was no way to prove that everyone had been noticed. So we don't take the green cards, but we're asking for an affidavit that that was done.
The green card was sent.
Yep.
All right, so we should probably send a general notice to all? Or they think
I want to look at it, because I think what we decided was that it was, I know we had the discussion as to whether it was up to the petitioner whether to do so, but if they were sending it certified mail, we wouldn't want the certified mail. We just want the affidavit, and we encouraged the applicants to keep the green cards for a period of at least 2 years in case an issue of notice came up. But I don't know how we ended up voting on the matter. I know we voted on the matter. I just can't. We've done this across the board for a lot of our other petitions, so I just can't remember off at the top of my head.
Okay.
How we voted on this, but definitely as to this one, we want you to send a certified mail, particularly since they're out of state.
We can do that today.
And then just send it out today, and then we can just...
Yeah, so make motion to approve, pending us receiving a green card that they were notified.
Not receiving the green card, but receiving confirmation from them that they got the green card back. We don't collect the green card.
I get it, okay.
Otherwise, I don't have space.
Right,
do you want to get me a new building?
No.
Okay.
No.
We're first, by the way. New buildings, we're first.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
so just give us, send us an email letting us know that you sent the green card, and when you receive either the green card back or the mail is undeliverable.
I can do the affidavit with the delivery as well.
Yep.
So that's the motion to approve?
Granted.
Seconded.
With all typical conditions in DPW meetings also.
Thanks. Thank you, Chair.
Yes.
Granted.
Yes. Also Verizon for 3rd Street.
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.
This petition is for Verizon to relocate pole 8 on 3rd Street on the easterly side, approximately 7 feet northerly towards Gore Street, to allow a driveway widening into the rear parking lot of 227 Cambridge Street.
I believe a new CVS is going in where an old bank used
correct
to be.
Correct. Your motion, we're all set.
Okay, a motion to approve.
With all typical conditions?
There's no excavation for this, so we...
There we go.
Yeah,
better.
So. No, for any couple of conditions, the motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Tom Castle.
Good morning. My name is Joe Shannon.
I'm sorry, what happened with mobility?
Mobility pulled this petition.
Oh,
that's right.
Thank you, sorry.
Temporarily, I guess. Fix it up.
Thank you. My name is Joe Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N.
Amanda Cornwall, C-O-R-N-W-A-L-L.
And
C-O-R-N-W-A-L-L. Thank you.
A few minutes ago, Crown's name was used in vain with respect to certified green sheets, so we keep a very good copy of them on a go-forward, so I'm sorry that what happened in the past, but it won't happen anymore.
Okay, so this petition is for Norfolk Street, from pole 59.5, extended northerly approximately 160 feet, in a micro-trench to the existing Crown Castle vault at the intersection of Norfolk and Cambridge Street.
Sir, so we have some, we have a conduit in that in Norfolk Street that runs to that vault today. It was approved in 2015 by this board. Something happened during construction on the street. We ended up in the wrong place, and we built over an MWRA pipe. They saw it in the last couple of months and have asked us to move it. So we're just trying to go to the other side of the street to avoid the conflict with MWRA.
It might have been an oversight in my part, but you're intending on micro trenches?
Yes, sir.
In the existing dock bank, I believe you have a city conduit?
Is there one? I don't believe there is. Not on the plan I looked at.
I would have to double check. I would have to check myself. We haven't had a lot of luck with micro trenching, but I'll let Bill and...
Still going to go over the MWRA water pipe. You still need to... perpendicular over the pipe.
We're going to go, they know that. They were out there doing a repair and said that where we're laid directly over it, it was not the right spot and appropriate location. That's why they said perpendicular over, leave what's there, so that they need to make repairs. They're just going to do what they need to do.
Have they since required you to obtain a permit from them?
For that perpendicular over run?
Yes.
They did not.
That's pretty common practice.
Is it?
They're going to need an 8M, correct? You're going to need an 8M permit from them before we can... issue your permit here. So what's the extent of your conduit that's, if this were to fall out, to just look forward a little bit, if we were to approve the grant allocation, what happens to your existing conduit?
The working with the MWRA, our plan was to abandon it in place. Just have it inactive.
What was the issue they had? Was it a trench issue? A surface issue?
I think they have a significant amount of ownership over there, where they are. They were just had some concern.
My point being, if one part of the trench failed, who's to say the other parts of the trench won't fail in the future?
And I think that from their part perspective, as long as we're not there, they can make whatever repairs they need to do without worrying about what we have in the road.
I wasn't able to see this location, so I'd like to take a look at it, but... see what condition the trench is in, because it might be an option. We might ask you to remove the pipe and make the proper repairs to Norfolk Street.
So this is a dead end site.
We're at the end of Norfolk. That's why it's a kind of quite a little road. We thought micro trench was the best solution to solve the MWRA conflict.
DPW at this point would not be opposed to trying the micro trench. We've seen it in other locations, and it seems to be an option that we'd like to explore, so this would be a pretty conducive location to try that. So we wouldn't be opposed to that at this point. But
so you make a motion to continue pending an MWMA permit?
Definitely need the 8M permit. We definitely need that.
Need that prior to approval rather than approval, and then we can send it in?
No. We need the 8M permit.
Whatever Nicole said.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that's what we've done with
everything. No, not exactly.
Right,
I want to
correct?
Be consistent.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I'd like to see the design of that microtension, also the depth and what it is.
It's on the plan, bottom left-hand side.
What? You can tell this was a short week with a lot of permits.
But anyway, I was delighted to see that I was number 10 on the list this morning.
If that's fine, then I'll take a look through it because it interests me quite a bit.
All right, then we'll be back on the 17th.
Yeah, motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Eversource?
Susan Barroso, Eversource.
Phil Terzis with Acorn Holdings.
I'm sorry, your name again?
Terzis. Phil Terzis, T-E-R-Z-I-S.
Thank you.
His first petition for Eversource is for Beach Street. It's been continued. Beach and Orchard Street's been continued a few hearings now. And I think the concern, there was a few concerns with neighbors, and we just wanted to make sure that all the final plan for enlargement of manholes and a final plan that would be submitted in regards to, I think, manhole placements, trees, and every other aspect of the project.
And I think we submitted the plan showing all the two manholes to be enlarged.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. The manholes, we're still concerned with the manholes.
I think the largest concern was the manhole on the opposite corner.
Yeah.
On an original petition was to be enlarged, but you're saying that wasn't the case anymore. So the only manholes that you're enlarging is the one shown here on the plan, the one on the, I don't know what corner that is.
Orchard.
Orchard and Beach. Would that be the north corner?
Not what I did. You'd be running on the sidewalk in that one, going up Orchard Street.
They'd be coming up out of this manhole and going down to the pole.
Right, and that's an excavation, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Going westerly?
Yes.
Right, down Orchard Street, okay, that's on the sidewalk. No concern with the tree? There might be a site visit on that one, but that would be fine, I think. Other than the tree, we're going to look out for the tree. But
in typical conditions would be.
Yep. Nope. And you know you'd have to. I'm sure that the ramps are going to be disturbed on this one. The sidewalk ramps during construction.
Yeah. So Eversource will be doing it.
Well, it usually I understand they're doing the work, but a lot of this falls back on the developer too. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at you. We need to make sure those ramps, whether it be by, you know, when it gets to the DPW permit, well, it does the work. I mean, it could hold up your occupancy permit if things aren't
in shape back together.
Yeah, so it does fall on you. But are you going to be that trench, that whole trench coming up that you're showing on this plan? I knew the conduit being installed.
Yeah.
That's an existing. You have an existing duct there right now.
Yes.
Part of it, right?
Yes.
Is that being taken out, or is this just being added to that duct?
Added to it.
No, that's fine. Okay. I think we're pretty. Yeah. We've discussed this, so we feel pretty comfortable moving forward with this.
Okay. So there'll be a motion to approve with typical condition and further meeting with Public Works.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Can you take number 22 and 23? I think it's for number 22 or 23. I'm going to do the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One addition, that overhead was coming down
Yes.
Across on the street, the temporary primary?
Correct, yes.
That was coming down with this project?
Yes. We'll move into the other.
So that this was
22 and 23. That's
oh, okay, that's the Bishop Allen. Bishop Allen, gotcha. Gotcha.
We'll take the first one for Bishop Allen Drive at Douglas Street. I'm sorry, if you just say your name. I'm
sure. Mark Barrier, M-E-R-K, last name spelled B as in boy, A-R-E-R.
Okay, the first one is Bishop Allen Drive at Douglas Street in southeasterly from manhole 1848, a total distance of about 255 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to apply a temp service for 25 Columbia Street in service at the request of the City of Cambridge for submersible pumps in lighting. So I don't.
Yes. Yeah. You also provide temporary power to the project area?
Yes. So we have two work orders in here, two applications. One is for the temp service for the 25 Columbia Street construction, one is for the temp service for the parking lot, Faculty Mass Ave. And then one is for the temps, for the permanent service for 25 Columbia Street and permanent service for the parking lot.
Okay. So this first petition is for the city, permanent city power and a temp service.
Yes. Definitely.
For the project.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't.
We have the bigger
the next one.
Plan if you guys want to, you want to copy the bigger plan to show?
Well,
no.
Okay. We will we need coordinate this anyway on site.
Okay.
So.
Do you want it in this big copy?
I have a copy of,
okay.
That's the same copy you sent?
Yes, but I think we sent two little ones.
That's fine. I'd rather see them both separately anyhow.
Whatever it's easier.
I did receive a copy of a conduit plan for the, from, who's Ed Mittagee work with?
Yes, Ed Mittagee with,
Kleinfelder?
Kleinfelder, yes.
Yeah, he's the engineer on the project for the pump station. And he's developed a cross-section of what's going on out there. Have you been in contact with him in regards to this?
Yes, I was talking to him about this corner.
Of sure where it's got to go up and down and up under a few existing conduits and where some future conduits are running for the sewage and drain.
No, I haven't seen that. Okay, I haven't seen that plan.
Okay. So I think this will be part of the coordination with this project is to coordinate with Ed Mittagee and Kleinfeld.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, for the conduit placement. Very busy and the spaces down there are really tight with everything that's going on with the future outfall drainage and everything else.
Move forward, I think.
Okay, so motion to approve in that petition, typical conditions, in coordination with Kleinfelder in regards to the plan submitted. And what I'll do is I'll give you a set of this electronically, and I'll also send you
okay.
One.
Thank you.
Actually, do you want this one?
Sure.
Why don't I give you this one?
I
have it.
Thank you.
And I have his contact name. That'll be, anyways, you can work with Jay or in Public Works as far as the coordination.
Thank you. Jim.
I think we granted it.
Yeah. Okay, second petition. And then the next petition.
With the manhole 28713.
Correct. Westerly from manhole 1846, approximately 90 feet west of Columbia Street, a distance of about 15 feet of conduit. Also at Columbia Street and westerly from 1844, a distance of about 140 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply a temporary service for construction and a permanent service for 25 Columbia Street. So this is the same project?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the smaller section is for the temp service for the city?
Yes.
And the other one is permanent service?
For 25.
I believe we have all the licensing that was sent from the city. You know, to enter.
Yeah.
second?
Yes.
Okay, motion to approve.
Second condition.
Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the record, while we go back to the agenda, I did look at our new application, which has all of the changes that we made, and we do require the notice to be certified mail return receipt requested.
Okay, so I think we should send something to all.
When we saw the application, we should read it. But yes, I agree. We could certainly have Dana send them an email reminding them. It might just be a reminder email.
I think that might be a little.
Yeah, so Ms. Lynch, if you could just make a note of that to tell Dana to make sure that, one, he sends a reminder to all of the ones that we currently have on our list to use our new application, please. And two, to make sure that when they're doing the notices that are certified mail, return receipt requested, that we do not want the green card. That they should probably keep the green card for a while.
I know we often get asked if we want.
Okay. Where are we? I'm lost now.
Also, EverSource number 13.
I know.
This was also continued back a few months back for Columbia Street, and I think part of the continuation was that we, same with others, communication conduits, where's it going? I think also the pole that you were intending to go to has a Crown Castle node on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're running primary, that node would need to be relocated. So right now on pole 79, there's a Crown Castle node. So it's a pole top.
Yeah.
It's a pole top antenna. Okay. You guys typically would not allow primary on that pole. And if the developer is asking for you to expedite this, I would ask him to apply to some communication companies that he might want to.
They haven't done anything yet?
We've not seen anything. Okay. So motion to continue?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Winter Street. Also, EverSource southerly from pole 6, approximately 151 feet east of Sharapa Street. Total distance about 8 feet of conduit. This was heard earlier also with Comcast, with conduit's already been installed, and I think we've already requested, or there was going to be a meeting with the developer and Comcast, or with Public Works to take a look at what's going on there. But as far as the EverSource conduit, if approved by Public Works, I'll be all right with this.
Okay.
Yep. So a motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Conditions?
Typical conditions. In a meeting, they will be meeting with, the developer needs to meet with Public Works. Public Works may want that excavated to look at and also remove the Verizon conduit that was asked, an unknown conduit that they installed that no one wants to take ownership. Next one also have a source for Appleton Street, southeasterly from pole 17, approximately 35 feet east of Dunstable Road, a distance of about 7 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 102 Appleton Street. I believe this has already been installed also, but this was installed with coordination with Public Works while they were paving the street. So with motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Hallworthy Street. I believe this was also continued from last month. Westerly from pole 11, approximately 101 feet south of Park Ave, a distance of about 45 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 72 Hallworthy Street rear. I would put this in the same category to continue. You could, again, if they're looking for power, they need to get other
utilities.
This is actually across the street that they're looking to dig, so if we let one trench for communication and electric or some sort of coordination there. So there'll be a motion to continue.
Seconded.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Main Street.
also continued southerly from manhole 2156, thence turning westerly, thence turning northerly, approximately 276 feet east of Broadway, east of about 225 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 165 Main Street. I think this was continued in the same boat as Verizon, same area, same building. So I think we are...
Do you have a plan on this? An updated plan, please.
In this dig here, from here in also, so it's the same.
We do the same.
Can't go on the same track.
Four-way or main?
For the primer.
Shouldn't.
Four-way, right?
Even at different depths. Sorry, Jay.
So it can't go on the same one?
Well, the separation. Not typically, no. But the excavation could happen at the same time. With, you know, the different places of.
Yeah, I'd like to. But that would be something we could coordinate out. Very similar trench location.
Okay, and we're all set with Comcast. They're coming in the rear, so I think this building's all set.
Yeah.
Okay, so a motion to approve with typical conditions in coordination with Public Works regarding other excavation in the area and Verizon, where they're digging pretty much the exact same place.
Okay. And this is a busy area too.
Very busy, and we'd like, and this needs to be expedited because that area is being, it's part of that Longfellow Bridge construction, and they're moving quickly.
Okay.
Do we foresee this being done at hours that are not during the day?
Longfellow, they actually doing this daytime, already putting conduit from the Longfellow Bridge all the way to 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw Verizon, and they probably had to cross as a part of one Broadway project. We have another petition to cross the two lanes from other sides. But now he's bringing in a different one. So
this is for a new building that's going in?
Yes, one Broadway.
No, this
that's
is
further down.
That's further down.
That's up 3rd Street.
It's, no, one Broadway.
This one's between the Red Cross building and
one
Broadway.
So a brand new building's coming up on a parking lot. It's an empty parking lot right now.
Yeah.
It's not called One Broadway?
One Broadway is the building next to it.
Yeah, this will be a new 27-story building going up.
Okay.
We're having
Okay, so.
Right.
So I thought we'd be calling the parking lot as One Broadway.
Yeah.
I think we have the same confusion. Now we call it 165.
165 Main Street.
Main, yeah. One Broadway is this building. Third and Broadway is this thing?
No. This one Broadway is next to the Broadway Canal. This is the whole part of this project. It's a one big. They're taking over the developer, taking over the whole thing.
Yes.
So we are calling this project as One
Broadway.
The whole thing. So I have a lot of requests. And this is actually Broadway. So Verizon coming from here to here, and Longfellow people coming all the way here to 3rd Street. Now Eversource coming in, and a lot of requests. And they also trying to put in sanitary and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And all that stuff's coming in, trying to coordinate all this. So I'll probably have to go to a big meeting with One Broadway. We call it One Broadway. That's the whole thing. It's
yes, the whole thing is One Broadway. I think.
Yes. So you might have to go to a separate project meeting and trying to coordinate all that. And also, you said the time limit because Longfellow Bridge is coming in and paving that soon as possible. So
I guess that's why I'm wondering whether we're foreseeing, because we have so many people excavating at the same time, whether we're foreseeing non-regular construction hours, because if so, then you guys also have to submit a noise variance application. But that needs to be done soon as
right.
well, because if this is being expedited, then that noise variance application needs to come in now as well, so that the Board of License Commissioners can approve that.
Part of the issue we're having is just coverage. With so much work going on, it's just we have people work nights and they're not working during the day.
Yeah.
So we're finding very difficult to cover all the work when we worked off hours like that.
Yeah.
So that's something we're gonna try to figure out our work with also. So we need to get an overall schedule from One Broadway.
Yeah.
Folks,
so maybe that is a good idea. Maybe having them all of them together, and then once you get that, I know Jaya, you're well aware of the noise variance process, but if it's required, then make sure that all of them submit it.
Right. And also they're placing new sidewalks in front of Dunkin' Donuts. It's going on now.
So yeah, this doesn't affect that though.
Okay.
I go there. I want to miss my coffee.
Yeah, well, you can call ahead. If you don't call ahead, they deliver it. Don't
if you have cell coverage. Okay. Motion to approve typical conditions and meetings with Public Works in coordination with everything else that's going down there, including the Longfellow Bridge.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Mass Ave. Also, Eversource southeasterly from manhole 564, approximately 60 feet west of Front Street, a distance of about 58 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to a new streetlight antenna. I'm confused with this streetlight antenna.
I think it's a light tower.
Well, this is showing a going into the building now.
I know this.
Yeah.
I make a motion to continue for clarification on this. It's very confusing as an antenna, whether it be light tower or whatever.
Okay.
It's still, unless you're proposing to install conduit for communications, not electric, because light tower is in your deck.
That's what it is. And I think the CNS plan here has light tower. Connect service to node.
Okay.
It shows on the
right. So I make motion to continue and wait for clarification.
Yeah.
Right. Motion to continue. All those in favor?
Aye.
This Willows. Is what happens when you've been here for too long.
How am I doing?
You're doing great.
I'm getting hungry. Willow Street. Also Eversource at Cambridge Street and southerly from manhole 113, a total distance of about 40 feet of conduit. This is also confusing to me.
Street light antenna,
but not only that, it looks like it's going into the new school they're building at 850 Cambridge Street. But I don't think anybody, I don't think we have any, we're not looking for anything down there that I'm aware of.
Yeah, it's just, oh really? Okay.
No. So I'll make a motion to continue for clarification.
See, they're helping us from the Biffa Service Center, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Next petition also for Eversource. For East Street, northwestly from manhole 28713, approximately 40 feet southwest of North Point Boulevard, a distance of about 54 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply temporary service to 30 North Point Boulevard. Although this is private property, we do want to see these, so thank you for submitting these.
We've had pretty much regular meetings done on that site, so we're DPW comfortable moving ahead with this.
Motion to approve.
Seconded.
All typical conditions. Thank you.
And all minutes. All those in favor?
All those in favor? Yes.
Aye.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
I think that's it, right?
Okay, that's it.
Unless you have other you
I
want to submit.
I was supposed to ask you something.
Sure.
Well, all of you, maybe you know.
Sure.
57 JFK. Have they applied for any applications? Are they out?
57 sounds familiar. I think
that's the corner of JFK and Elliott.
Elliott Street.
Oh,
yes.
I don't know.
They just going through the building permit approval and.
Are they looking for a new address on the little alley there?
Yes, correct.
Is
and
the
we
city allowing that? So I think what they're planning on doing is putting a building on the little alley with a different address, and then the building will be built over the existing building.
Do you mean on Winthrop Street?
Yeah, we won't be letting them cut the Winthrop Street.
We're going to vote on it, yeah.
We are not letting them cut.
But is the city okay with the building as having the address? Because I think what they're looking for is a different address so we can supply them from public way. Because we're telling them the load is so much that they need something on their property. But now they're saying they're going to have a new address on the little alley there between 57 JFK and the new building. So then they're going to go over the existing building and build on top.
So they don't have any more space, so now they're building up and over.
But is the fire department okay with that? Okay.
I don't know. That's beyond this board.
Okay. Because I don't know, too. I'm like, should I service them or should I? I'm not sure. Because if the city's
so they're requesting, they're requesting service?
Yes. To the little alley.
Yeah.
And then the alley's going to go up and over the existing building.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's not exactly like that, but we have the building permit plans.
Okay.
But you can ask them for exactly plans and find out why they need new addresses. You know, we DPW actually allocate addresses.
Yeah.
Go through fire department and all the federal governments. So you can ask them. You can ask us or ask the developer.
Yeah.
More info. Is your question, is the building going up, or are you looking for a good address so you can start your process?
No, I'm not looking for, I'm okay. I'm asking to see if the city is okay with giving them a new address and has given them a new service to this little alley, which now they have a service to the alley and they have a service to this existing building. So there's two services going on, right? Something happens to this building, only this building is going to be off, but the other one on top is still be alive.
I get you.
So I don't know if the fire department is okay with that,
that may be a conversation with probably with the architect and designer and then plan review with inspectional services.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Once you leave the public way, it goes into inspectional services.
Okay.
And then they'll work with the fire department. And
say,
yeah, you're right. I mean, it's two separate buildings, but if the one below has a problem, it's going to go up to the other.
Correct.
I get you.
But so the fire department shuts one off, but the other one's still up and running, so I'm not sure.
I'd talk with the inspectional services, and they would in turn, they would say yes or no, but they would have conversed with the fire department prior to.
Yeah, you can just go up and talk to them now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion to approve the minutes from the March 15th hearing.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Can you sign the last page, please?
Can you do this?
For a different month.
Oh.